Hey everyone, welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be honest, sometimes that ADHD brain can feel like a mischievous little gremlin throwing glitter bombs all over our carefully laid plans. But what if I told you that instead of fighting against it, we could actually learn to love this wild, wonderful part of ourselves? Today, we're diving into the idea that our ADHD brains are not just something we have to manage, but they can actually be our best friends. Think about it. Ever felt like your mind is a million miles an hour, jumping from thought to thought? That hyper-focus when you're completely engrossed in something that truly sparks your interest. The boundless creativity and out-of-the-box thinking that comes naturally to us. Those are the superpowers of the ADHD brain. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember as we explore this. First, reframe your perspective. Instead of seeing ADHD as a deficit, consider it a unique wiring. It's a different way of processing information, experiencing the world, and connecting with others. Embrace the quirks. You know that feeling when you start talking about something you're passionate about and suddenly you're on a tangent, weaving stories and insights together in a way no one else could? That's pure ADHD magic. Second, channel your energy. Those bursts of hyperfocus can be incredible assets if directed properly. Find what truly excites you and dive deep. This isn't about being super productive all the time, it's about aligning your efforts with your passions. Third, celebrate your creativity. ADHD brains are often bursting with innovative ideas. Don't stifle that. Whether it's art, writing, problem solving, or simply coming up with quirky solutions to everyday challenges, let that creative energy flow. Fourth, prioritize self-care. You're running a high-energy system here, so rest and recharge are essential. Find activities that truly nourish you, whether it's spending time in nature, listening to music, or simply taking breaks throughout the day. It's not about being lazy, it's about maintaining balance and preventing burnout. And finally, build a supportive community. Connecting with other ADHD folks can be incredibly validating. Sharing experiences, tips, and even just venting frustrations can help you feel less alone on this journey. Remember, you're not broken, you're beautifully wired differently. Let me tell you a story. One of my friends, Sarah, is an absolute dynamo with ADHD. She works as a graphic designer and her ideas are constantly flowing wild, colorful, and always pushing boundaries. For years, she felt like her mind was racing out of control, but then she discovered the power of mindful doodling. Now, whenever she feels overwhelmed, she pulls out her sketchbook and lets her thoughts flow freely onto the page. It's become a way for her to channel her energy, find clarity, and ultimately harness the brilliance of her ADHD brain. So there you have it. Let's stop seeing our ADHD as a burden and start embracing it as the incredible gift that it is. Remember, your mind is your superpower, and when you learn to work with it, not against it, anything is possible. This episode has been all about redefining ADHD, turning it from something we fight against into something we celebrate. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Reframe your perspective, channel your energy, celebrate your creativity, prioritize self-care, and build a supportive community. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this whole ADHD brain as best friend concept? Share your experiences in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to ADHD, but make it spiritual so you don't miss a single episode. Until next time, stay curious, stay creative, and remember, you are absolutely amazing, just the way you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.